Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And today we're going to talk about how or why would a hypnotist want to do a community kind of education class on what is hypnosis? How does it help people? Great idea, Erica. And by the way, this is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Today with Erica. She's back. Erica. Oh, she's our brainiac. She's doing great things. She was just on TV the other day, away up there in Bellingham, Washington. She comes from the software community, but she's left that far beyond. Now she's working with the most powerful computer in the universe, as far as we know, and that's the human mind. She came in and, you know, she started somewhere else. She just took a local class. Maybe that's why she's interested in this local class stuff. And she whet her appetite, but it just wasn't enough for her to get going doing the work. But she thought, maybe I'd like to do that. She got her 5 Path 2.0 Distance Learning DVD set, and then that kicked in and she started seeing clients. And then shortly after that, she came for the Week of Power, which is our 7-day advanced hypnosis class for people who are already certified. And the rest, as they say, is history. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you for that very fun introduction. I'm super happy to be here today. And you're right, I did take a community-based hypnosis course to begin with, and I can't wait to share some of my tips with how to do that in your profession to bring in new clients and help your community. But before we get started, let me tell everybody about you, Cal. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works, and I have been using the stuff that he teaches that works in my practice for a long time, and it works very well. He is an author. He is a hypnotist. He is a trainer. He trains some of the very best in the world, and I'm just so excited to be doing these videos with him to continue to share with everybody how well hypnosis works. And I think that, Cal, the thing that I really like about Cal Banyan is that he's just the real deal. If you meet him in person, you're going to love talking with him about hypnosis. He's super smart. He knows exactly how to explain how hypnosis works. And he has created some of the really best techniques in the profession, including 5-Path, the Secret Language of Feelings, his Model of the Mind, and 7th Path Self-Hypnosis. So let's get started with this topic here today, Cal. How to design and teach a community-based hypnosis course. What do you think about the topic?
Well, you know, we were talking about it a little bit before we started hitting the camera here. And at first I didn't understand what it was about. And I thought, oh, why would you want to start, just do a little one-day course on how to hypnotize? But you have a whole different spin on it. And I think that it's a really good idea to get out there because it could help hypnotists get more clients, maybe more referrals, and then if they're trainers like you and I are, more students in their classes. So why don't you give us a background where you got this idea?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is basically a community-based hypnosis course that you might teach at the Kiwanis Club, or you might go to a business and you might teach a brown bag, or you might teach this at what I do is at the community co-op. I teach this class. It's about 90 minutes. And the reason that I really love teaching these classes is a couple of things. But primarily, I think there's still a lot of misperception about what hypnosis really is. We see it all the time. If you are a hypnotist or you're thinking about doing hypnosis, you might have some misperceptions about hypnosis, like hypnosis is mind control, or is hypnosis what you see when you go to the fair or up on stage? And so it's a really good idea to teach the community about what hypnosis really is by teaching these low-cost entry kind of level hypnosis courses, like a self-hypnosis class or a stress buster class, something like that that includes hypnosis. So that's what I'm talking about here, Cal. It's really educating the public on what hypnosis really is and how it can help them in a short format so that they can get excited about it and then maybe they want to work with you one-on-one, that type of a thing.
Very cool. So in this video, are we going to like give them like the top 5 things they have to do, or a bullet list, or what are we going to do?
Yeah, we're going to do like a framework for the things that you definitely want to include in a community-based self-hypnosis course or hypnosis course that is going to help you just be highly effective. And the thing that I like about this, it's the same format that I use for all of the classes that I teach like this. So I teach a self-hypnosis class like this, I teach a stress buster class, and I teach a secret language of feelings class based on your book, Cal, and it all uses this format. So let me talk about the very first step on this. in this, and then you'll get a better idea of what's happening here. But the first thing that we really want to do is we want to tell people what hypnosis really is. So this is basically a hypnosis pre-talk. We want to teach people, dispel the myths about hypnosis. And that would be really important to do in any course like this, right?
Absolutely. It's just you're preparing these people to be educated about hypnosis, to possibly become students, to possibly become clients, possibly to become referral sources, because there could be psychologists and doctors and counselors in your class and all that kind of stuff. So gosh, they got to know what hypnosis is and what it's not.
Yep. So this is just basically your basic, hypnosis pre-talk. And as a hypnotist, you should be able to talk about hypnosis basically to anyone. It's really part of our job to educate the community on what hypnosis really is. And when you feel confident doing that, your business is definitely going to grow. So that's one reason why I really like having my graduates teach community-based hypnosis programs, because it gets them really confident and excited about talking about hypnosis. They get really, really good at it. So the second thing that you might want to incorporate into your hypnosis community-based course, you might want to do this. You might want to do a hypnosis demo. Okay. Sometimes I do a demo and sometimes I don't. Now I know, Cal, you do demos in your training courses. Would you do a demo in a community-based education class?
I absolutely would, because I think doing a demo will be the key to success with this. But before I do the demo, I would probably start off just like I do in class on the first day. I'm going to do, an introduction. Hi, I'm Cal Banyan. Here's my background, blah, 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 blah. Then we do the pre-talk. And then what do? We need to do suggestibility tests. When you do the suggestibility test, it warms up the audience and it starts convincing them that what you're doing really works, because suggestibility tests like the hand clasp test, hands rising and falling, maybe even the Chevreul's pendulum, these things are going to work with most of the people in there. And it begins to convince them that at a real visceral level that you know what you're talking about. And then when you do those suggestibility tests, you are able to use the results of those suggestibility tests to pick out a real winner when it comes to doing the demo. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And we know that in a group environment like that, the suggestibility tests work really well because there's so many people there doing it. So different people are gonna have different results. Some people will have one result and another person will have something different. So it gets people excited about hypnosis and wondering how there are different aspects of the mind, and people can have different results and they're all correct, right? They are all still acceptable because every body and every mind is different. So then everybody feels safe and comfortable using hypnosis.
Perfect. Just like in class when we do the 10-day course, if you're doing hands rising and falling, some people they'll have, a big difference in the height of their hands. Some people will be about the same. And some people will actually move in the opposite direction. And you can talk about why that stuff happens. And you really show to the people who are involved in what you're doing, they're either students or community members, that they are in control. They are either opting in or opting out. And I think that hypnosis doesn't overtake their will. So it's a really good opportunity to, in a way, to have a conversation with the community, right?
Right, absolutely. I had one of the last classes that I taught, we did the lemon experience. If you remember that one where they imagine going to the fridge and taking a bite of the lemon. And one of the participants reported to me that she decided not to take a bite of the lemon. And so I asked her, where did that information come from? And she said she had an experience in her past where she realized she didn't like the taste of the lemon. And that was just such a beautiful teaching moment, because don't we have things in our past that prevent us from doing things in our life that we want, right? So it was whatever comes up for your students in that class is a really good way to have that, like you're saying, have that conversation with the community and help them understand what hypnosis is.
Beautiful. Keep going.
All right. So One thing that I think is really important, and this is a mistake that I made when I first started teaching classes, was I wanted to teach him everything. I was so excited about hypnosis, and I was just so amped. I wanted to tell him every single thing, so I tried to cram so much into the class and teach him so many different techniques and have him experience so many different things. And that is usually overload for most people. And in class like this, that's like an hour or 90 minutes, usually they'll walk away with maybe one or two things. And so the best thing to do is to narrow it down to maybe one to three things that you're really going to be teaching them. So after you do your introduction, hypnosis pre-talk, the suggestibility test, and then the demo, then you're going to do some of the kind of teaching aspect of it. And you want to do it, I would say, one to three things. This, I think, is the hardest part because there's so many things that you're going to want to tell them. But you have to narrow it down to the top three. And I know, Kelly, you've talked about this before. You have to do this in your five-path training, too. There are so many great things that we want to share with our students, right?
Exactly. You know, as you're talking about this, I don't want to get ahead of you. So I'm just going to let you keep going because I know what I would do next, so go ahead.
All right, well, what I like to do in these classes, I call them workshops. I really want it to be hands-on. I want it to be experiential. It's not just that the students are sitting in class and you're talking about hypnosis. You actually want them to experience hypnosis. So whatever it is that you are, whatever the course is, so for example, if I'm doing an intro to hypnosis, self-hypnosis course, or a relaxation course, a stress buster course, that type of a thing, I'm gonna do some hypnosis with them. So I'm going to do a group hypnosis session with them. I'm going to say, let's do this experiential thing. I want you guys to do hypnosis with me now. And then I walk them through. I'll do, you know, a basic group induction, and I'll walk them through maybe, I think the first time I like it to be maybe 10 minutes of hypnosis is the next thing that I like to do because I want it to be hands-on. What were you going to do, Cal?
Well, that's exactly right. As I say, wouldn't it be great if you could give them a hypnosis experience, a group hypnosis experience, and maybe just give, are you going to talk about what you're going to do with that?
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, because I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, so I've got the group there. We've done the pre-talk. We've done the suggestibility test. We've done the demo, right? And I'd say, hey, you know, who wants to be part of this thing? I'm going to do a group induction, and you can all, if you want to, experience some hypnosis. If you want to just sit there and watch, that's okay too. But this is a workshop, right? And so, and of course, you can opt out at any time. I'm going to do a little 10-minute hypnosis experience. And the main thing we're going to work on is relaxation and confidence, because everybody can use more confidence, right? And then that's what I would do. And then I would give them post-hypnotic suggestions to use as convincers, like red, 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 and things like that.
Absolutely. That is so good. Yeah, that's exactly what I would do, too. Some type of, I did the red, red, red last time in the class that I taught, and it went over really well.
And you better have something red right up in front of like what would be fun is before they open their eyes, you know, put a big red carnation in your pocket or your hair or something. And they go, that was there all the time. It was there all the time. You're just noticing it now, right? Have some fun.
Yeah, the red would become more apparent to them even if it had been sitting there the whole time, right?
Mm-hmm. They just have some fun with it.
Yeah. And so then what I like to do is after we do that first hypnosis, group hypnosis, then I get feedback. I have people report on their experience, okay? And then you as the hypnotist can comment on their experience, and you can say things like, you know, isn't it amazing that you felt this good? And oh my gosh, you could do time distortion too. Wow, it was only 8 minutes. It was only 10 minutes. Does that surprise you? Or something like that. And so you get people's feedback on it, and you can answer their questions. And I know that is really valuable for other people in the class to have others report on their experience. And I know that that's something that you usually like to do too, right, Cal?
Well, yeah, just like a teaching class, if you're going to do a really feel-good kind of session with use time distortion, right? And so if I was going to use this group, I would suggest to them, hey, we're going to do like 5 minutes of hypnosis, and then I'd do like 12, okay? 12 minutes, because then afterwards I could say, hey, just off the top of your head, how many minutes do you think we spent doing hypnosis? And if someone says, so in the back of their mind, there's 5 minutes, right? And so it's, oh, 5 minutes. And you could say, but it kind of surprise you if it was actually 5 minutes, because that shows how good the mind can work just to, when you're in hypnosis, know exactly what time it is. But even more convincing would be if it had been 10 minutes, because then it's twice as long, and you would know you're hypnotized. But if it had been even longer than 10 minutes, you absolutely know you're hypnotized and that you are a great candidate for using hypnosis to change your life. Look at the clock now. Wow. And now you've just talked for another minute or two, right? So now it's like 14 minutes, and you can go, wow, almost 15 minutes. That's three times longer than you thought. And so it's just, what a convincer, right?
Absolutely. So then when they're sitting in that really good state of mind, what I want the students to be thinking is, oh my gosh, if I could feel this good, or if I could have this experience in this class in this short amount of time, I wonder what else hypnosis could help me with. So the last thing that I like to end with is basically I want to share with them how I can help them, either private one-on-one sessions, maybe I'm teaching another class, maybe there's a, you know, like I have a book, I have your books that I bring with me. So there is an offer. There's some type of offer at the end that is basically, if you had a great experience here today, I help people with hypnosis, I help them lose weight, stop smoking, hypnosis can be used, and you'll just list off all the things that hypnosis can be used for. You invite them to set up a session with you privately. I usually bring a sheet with a sign up on it, and with the sign up I'll have them put their email and phone number, and then I give them a call the next day to get them on my calendar for a free consultation. So right then and there, people are, it's like a call to action, a CTA, we've talked about that before. Sign up now and I get them on my calendar for a free consultation, and then they can become my one-on-one private client. So right when they're feeling really good, I want to share with them how I can help them even more with the power of hypnosis, and that's usually where it ends. What do you think about that, Cal?
Perfect. As you were talking, I was writing down what I would do next, and guess what? Back of the room sales, check.
Yep, absolutely. And then, you know, I really like, this is for me, I'm not going into this thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a whole bunch of new clients. For me, I'm thinking I'm going to help my community understand what hypnosis is and really how it can help them. And when you go into it with that loving service heart, then you're really of service to people and you can really help them, because people, you know, a lot of people that come to these courses, they are suffering. It's hard for them. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get the help. And now you can just be that person in the community who's provided them with a great service, answered their questions, made them feel better for the night. And now they trust you. And whether they sign up with you that night, or maybe it's their daughter or their mother or somebody else, they're going to be referring people to you. So make sure you have your brochure and your business cards with you as well.
Awesome. One thing I would also add in there is, and you need to tell stories of successful clients. So-and-so came into me for this. Like, you'd hit your top three things that you want to work on: weight loss, smoking, confidence, sports improvement, whatever it is. And then make sure you have some short versions, short but accurate and compelling stories. For example, in class, I always tell the blind boy story. I've changed how I do that. I used to do it at the end of the class because I wanted to really make a point of how powerful what they're going to learn by learning 5-path and 7-path is. That we could actually, if somebody had a psychogenic problem and you got a referral from a psychiatrist, you could go in with hypnosis done properly and remove the psychogenic problem. And in my case, you know, I helped a boy who was blind see again. And what I did is I said, you know what, I'm going to move that to the very beginning, because I think that having that story at the very beginning of 10 days was more effective than at the end of 10 days, because at the end of 10 days, people are just filled up to hear, they're ready to go. But in the beginning, to hear that story and to have stories like that ready to be delivered in like a 1-minute version, a 2-minute version, and a 10-minute version is really, really powerful. What do you think?
I think that's fantastic, Cal. We love stories. People love to hear stories. I think we're designed to listen to stories. So having lots of good stories, as a matter of fact, I have a spreadsheet. And on my spreadsheet, I just have a list of a whole bunch of stories, of client stories that kind of meet certain criteria. So if somebody asks about, you know, eating mindless eating. I have a story that I can tell about a client that went through mindless eating and the result that they got. If a client was not sleeping well at night, I have a story about that. So it's a good idea, I think, to start recording some of your favorite client stories and just have them written down so that you can remember them and have them all ready to go for this class. Or if you're at a party, if you're, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, anything, anybody that asks you about hypnosis, you can tell them a really quick story to help get them inspired to the power of hypnosis. So thank you for sharing that.
Perfect. Wrap it up.
All right. So thank you everyone for joining today. I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. And I look forward to seeing you in class. My next class is in January and then March. And thanks for joining today.
All right. Thank you, Erica. Wow, that was really good. I mean, one of the coolest things about what I do with this podcast and making these videos is these topics come up that I never would have thought of. And it's one of the hardest things about being a co-host. Most of the topics that come up, they come up from our co-hosts and bringing ideas in. So let me real quick here run by you next certification course. You want to become a five pather? Well, January 8th through the 19th here in Dallas, we have our course. And of course, the weekend in the middle is off, so you can go check out Dallas. July 8th through the 21st, we have another certification course. These are NGH approved Banyan hypnosis certification courses. I teach them, and also Erica teaches them. And then also we have the Week of Power. If you're already a hypnotist and you want to step up to the level that we're talking about, becoming a five-path hypnotist, seven-path self-hypnosis, the power of that mind-body-spirit approach, then you can get it in 7 days. You don't have to go through the 10-day course. And we have the Week of Power coming up, 7-day course here in Dallas, April 15th through the 21st. And, of course, if you're listening to this, you know, in 2 years from now, 10 years from now, you can always get my class schedule on calbanyan.com. And that's it. Did you want to mention a class coming up or anything like that, Erica, before I sign off?
Yeah, sure. I think I did, but maybe I forgot. It's January. I have January 16th through 26th or 15th through 26th. And the end of March is coming up. And I'll also be teaching another class in July. And those are all the NGH approved or NGH accredited, NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course.
Awesome. You might have said it, but I was thinking about how I was going to wrap this up and I might have missed it. All right. This is Cal Banyan, calbanyan.com. We will see you out there and keep tuned in. Become a VIP member. Next thing I'm going to talk about is gold in, gold out in the next video coming up. And you're going to see why subscribing to important stuff is one of the most important things you to do to bring automatic success in your life. All right. That's it. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.